News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Four educators at Three Oaks Elementary School have been sentenced for failing to report a possible abuse situation involving a 12-year-old student. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us Heidi Clark, a principal, Matt Cook, a guidance counselor, Diane Balling, a special ed teacher, and Sherry Bender, a teacher, were all charged. In August of 2016, a 12-year-old victim was found along some railroad tracks in Galeen Township. He had been reported missing the day before. He was placed with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, and a doctor found signs that he'd been burned, starved, and cut. The boy said his parents kept him from eating, and he feared for his life. The prosecutor's office tells us the four educators charged in the case had noticed signs the boy was not being treated properly, but they didn't act. This week, all four of them pleaded no contest to failure to report suspected child abuse, which is a 93-day misdemeanor. They've been sentenced to probation through the end of the 2018 school year, as well as fines and 100 hours of community service. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is urging all deer hunters to take extra care the next couple of weeks. Firearm deer season running through November 30th. Berrien County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells us it's always best to bring a buddy if you're going out in the woods to hunt.
They should never go hunting without telling somebody where they're going and when to expect to return. So if something does happen to them, the loved ones or family members can pinpoint the authorities to the proper areas to begin a search.
Boyce tells us you need to treat every gun like it's loaded. Only shoot at something if you're sure what it is and you know what's behind it. He notes most of the townships around the Berrien County will have hunting the next couple of weeks. The places where it is not allowed is in cities. It's also not allowed in county parks unless the place is closed off to other visitors. If you go walking in the woods for the next few weeks, Boyce recommends that you wear Hunter Orange. The Van Buren Conservation District is asking all deer hunters to do their part to protect the great outdoors this hunting season. District's Eleanor Siraki tells us hunters can help to stop the spread of an invasive species plant that harm deer habitat.
We're really hoping that hunters will take the time to clean off their boots and their gear before they head into the woods and then once again before they leave so that we can protect those woods that the deer and our other animals need for next year's season.
Siraki tells us even tiny pieces of an invasive plant species could cause it to spread to a new area if it's inadvertently brought there. Even the dog you take on a duck hunting trip could get some seeds on its fur and spread an invasive plant. Hunters are asked to clean off their gear and their boots and let the Van Buren Conservation District know if they see an invasive plant species. Set for tomorrow is the annual Adoption Day celebration at the Berrien County Courthouse. Adoption Day is when courts all over the county and country salute and congratulate families who choose to adopt a child. In Southwest Michigan, most of those cases involve step-parents and adults who want to honor a step-parent who raised them. On hand for the Berrien County's Adoption Day celebration will be a special guest, Michigan Court of Appeals Judge David Sawyer. He'll speak at the event on the fourth floor of the courthouse tomorrow. The Michigan Supreme Court tells us, with the theme of giving thanks for families, courts statewide will celebrate Adoption Month this November. Adoption Month has become a holiday tradition, highlighting the importance of adoption and the needs of children in foster care. Now online and available for use is the brand new Berrien County website. The County Commission this year approved a redesign for the site. It took several months of work with a company called Civic Plus. The new site launched this morning. Berrien County IT Director Ken Hoffman tells us it offers expanded accessibility.
The state came out with new regulations on ADA compliancy for public websites. Plus, we wanted to get more mobile. Right, our old website had no mobile capabilities, and we wanted to offer notifications so people can sign up to be notified when certain things changes on the website.
Hoffman says the new site does have expanded capabilities that include the ability to sign up for those notifications. Some of the old URLs on the site have changed, so you may have to re-navigate the site to find services you use on a regular basis. The cost of the new site, $80,000. It's berriencounty.org. AAA Michigan is expecting a busy Thanksgiving travel period next week. Spokesperson Susan Hiltz tells us the organization's Thanksgiving travel forecast predicts more than 1.6 million Michiganders will travel at least 50 miles.
And that's the most Thanksgiving travelers that we've seen in a decade. So that's great news for our state and for the tourists.
Hiltz tells us the 3.5% increase in Michigan's Thanksgiving travel is despite increased gas prices. The average price for a gallon of gas right now in the state is about $2.70. That's about 67 cents more than this time last year. Hiltz tells us people are just confident enough in their economic situation to not let that stop them from traveling for the holiday. She also reminds you to get your car inspected, as there will be an estimated 300,000 drivers who experience car trouble next week. And the Y Country Radio Stuff a Truck Food Drive continues tomorrow and Saturday. Y Country's Matt Malone tells us the effort to collect food and personal care items for the Southwest Michigan Community Action Agency has been going well. They're literally trying to fill a moving truck with donations. It's parked outside of Rogers Foodland in St. Joe.
We've had a lot of success from the community, a lot of generous donors, still looking obviously to get more. It takes 10 totes to fill a complete truck.
Malone tells us so far, Y Country has stuffed 6 trucks and raised more than $3,000. Stuff a Truck continues from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow and then from 9 a.m. to noon Saturday. They need non-perishable food items and personal care items like a toothpaste, soap, and shampoo. Everyone's asked to stop by and make the holidays a little easier for someone in need. You can also donate money to the drive at 975ycountry.com. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Bringing stocks to local interest. American Electric Power, 76.75, up 0.16. J.P. Morgan, 98.47, up 0.28. Chemical Bank, 52.81, up 0.50. Cisco Systems, 35.88, up 1.77. General Electric, 18.24, down 0.02. IBM, 149.09, up 1.99. Microsoft, 83.20, up 0.22. Fifth Third Bancorp, 28.47, up 0.01. Stryker, 156.43, up 1.63. Whirlpool, 162.90, up 2.43 on ex-dividend date. XPO Logistics, 74.18, up 2.31. U.S. equities ended higher on Thursday, extending gains after the House passed their version of the tax bill. All three major indexes rebounded after back-to-back losing sessions. The Dow Jones climbed 187 points to 23,458. The S&P 500 added 21 points to 2587, and the NASDAQ gained 87 points to 6793. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. House Republicans have passed their tax plan. It was approved today, clearing a hurdle in the GOP effort to reshape the tax code by the end of the year. ABC's Serena Marshall reports from Capitol Hill.
Republicans are one step closer to tax reform. The House passing their bill with all Democrats voting against it and 13 Republicans. Those Republicans all from California, New York, and New Jersey, states that would be hit hardest by the elimination of the state and local tax deductions. The bill is expected to add approximately $1.4 trillion to the deficit over 10 years while decreasing the number of tax brackets and cutting the corporate tax rate to 20%. The Senate, meanwhile, continues to work on their own version of a tax bill. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Donald Trump is calling the House passage of that $1.5 billion tax package a big step toward delivering on the Republican Party's promise of tax cuts by the end of the year. And the House passing that bill today, 227-205. Democratic Senator Al Franken, accused of sexual misconduct before his time in office. A KABC radio anchor, Leanne Tweeden, says that Franken forced her to kiss him during a USO tour in Afghanistan in 2006. She also released a picture showing Franken's hands on her chest while she was asleep on a military flight back to the U.S. ABC Serena Marshall reports from Capitol Hill.
Former comedian turned Senator Al Franken released a lengthy statement after KABC radio anchor Leanne Tweeden accused him of forcibly kissing her and released a photo showing him inappropriately touching her chest while she was asleep. In the statement, he apologizes both to Leanne as well as everyone he's worked with and represents. He called his behavior offensive and past jokes also inappropriate, adding that he welcomes an ethics investigation, something Democratic leadership and Republican leadership called for. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Faith leaders from around the nation came to support Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore today. All of them saying they don't believe a growing number of women saying that Moore sexually harassed or assaulted them when they were teenagers back in the 70s. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Roy Moore, speaking after a long line of religious leaders voiced their support, saying his women accusers are lying and Republicans are trying to end his campaign.
This is an effort by Mitch McConnell and his cronies to steal this election from the people of Alabama.
Congressional Republicans urging Moore to step aside and save the Senate seat with a write-in candidate. Moore says he's staying in the race. Andy Field, ABC News.
The gunman who killed his wife and four others in a rampage in Northern California this week found an easy way around a court order that banned him from having guns. He built his own gun at home. Kevin Neal, aged 44, was armed with what authorities believe were two high-profile rifles, high-powered rifles that he made himself. They're known as ghost guns because, unlike commercially manufactured weapons, they are not traceable. A federal judge in New Jersey declaring a mistrial today in the bribery trial of a U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Senator Bob Menendez was not acquitted, but took the mistrial as an exoneration.
I want to thank the jury, 12 New Jerseyans, who saw through the government's false claims.
The jury said it could not reach a unanimous verdict on any of the counts charging Menendez in a bribery scheme. There was no immediate word whether prosecutors would seek to retry him.
The way this case started was wrong.
Menendez said he learned the federal government can crush you, and he said he would return to the Senate, working to make sure there's a check on that power. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And what was it like for Ron Howard to step in and direct a Star Wars movie at the last minute? ABC's Jason Nathanson spoke with him to find out.
No spoilers coming from me.
Ron Howard tight-lipped when we grabbed him on a red carpet, but he did say about stepping in to direct that Han Solo Star Wars movie halfway through production.
Very challenging, but, you know, but those are challenging projects.
He told us it took a village
to try to live up to, you know, the legacy of Star Wars and everything that it means.
The event, the debut of Broken Memories, a film about Alzheimer's, starring Howard's father, Rance, and Howard's daughter, Bryce, also there. We asked if Howard directs another Star Wars film, would she ask for a part?
That's too far. It's like too much to ask for, right? It's like I want to work with you, but like I can't go there.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.